Coming to you from the CNN newsroom in Atlanta, I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. It's Tuesday, May 15th, and those of you in Nebraska and Oregon might have a primary focus today, the race for the White House. Those two states are taking their turn in the U.S. political spotlight, holding presidential primary elections. But we're going to get started with a headline from Wall Street. J.P. Morgan is one of the largest banks in the United States. In the last 6 weeks, one of its departments lost $2 billion. Now, right off the bat, we want to say this does not mean that J.P. Morgan is going out of business. It's not even close. The bank made more than $5 billion in the first 3 months of this year. Still, the news of this loss is hitting the financial industry pretty hard. And some members of Congress are talking about holding hearings to consider whether there might need to be more government regulations, more government control of banks. Experts consider J.P. Morgan one of the most secure banks in the U.S. There's a division that's responsible for making investments that are designed to protect the bank in case any of its other investments lose money. But it turns out that the protection that J.P. Morgan was getting was just as risky. The protection investments tanked, and that's what led to the $2 billion in losses. This is Ina Drew. She was J.P. Morgan's chief investment officer, and she was in charge of the unit that lost that money. Drew had been with the bank for more than 30 years. Yesterday, she announced she's retiring. Mary Snow now looks at how the bank's leaders and some financial analysts reacted to all of this news.
J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, waited until after the markets closed Thursday to make the stunning announcement that the bank lost $2 billion this quarter, a loss he blames on sloppiness and bad judgment.
These were egregious mistakes. They were self-inflicted. We were accountable. And what happened violates our own standards and principles by how we want to operate the company. This is not how we want to run a business.
I cannot believe that a CEO of respect as much as Jamie Dimon, who a month earlier said everything was fine, said, whoops, we got it wrong.
Bank analyst Mike Mayo, the author of Exile on Wall Street, says while the losses at J.P. Morgan Chase aren't life-threatening to the bank, it raises much larger concerns.
The question is, are these big banks, including J.P. Morgan, too big to manage? They were taking actions to protect the company, and they lose money. It's as if I went out and took insurance out on my house, and a month later, I say, whoops, I lost $100,000 on the insurance policy. If you're doing something to protect yourself, how do you lose money? People are still scratching their heads.
That head scratching focuses on the bank's chief investment office in London. That's where one trader in particular was taking such large insurance-like bets that he gained the nickname the White Whale. And it involved complex trading instruments that are similar to the ones that triggered economic chaos in 2008. University of Maryland professor Cliff Rossi, who managed risk at major banks, says because of the complexity of this business, it can't be fully regulated.
There will always be areas, dark areas of the market, shadowy areas, if you want to call it that, that will remain very murky and very difficult to exactly know until a time like this arises when the other shoe falls and now you've got a problem.
Is this legit? The Eastern Pacific hurricane season begins on June 1st. Nope, that's when the Atlantic hurricane season starts. In the Eastern Pacific, hurricane season begins today.
Thing is, nature doesn't always pay attention to that calendar. Storms can form outside of hurricane season, and out in the Pacific Ocean, one decided to get a jump on things this week. Say hello to the first tropical depression of 2012. It formed one day before the start of the season, won't be given a name unless it strengthens into a tropical storm. That's the stage before a storm becomes a hurricane. This tropical depression formed west of Mexico. It was heading farther out into the Pacific, so experts said not likely a threat to any land areas. It's a very different story in Arizona, though. That's where a series of wildfires are threatening several areas. Officials are keeping an eye on different fires around the state. The biggest one, as of yesterday, was in a national forest there. But the one causing the most concern is this blaze. It's called the Gladiator Fire. It's just a few miles north of a mining community that's home to about 350 people. Officials were telling everyone they needed to leave their houses, but only a few actually had done that by Monday morning. Altogether, these wildfires have scorched more than 5,000 acres across Arizona. On the other side of the country, the Space Shuttle Enterprise is gradually making its way to its new home. The shuttle flew in the back of a jet up to New York late last month. This weekend, it was transferred to a ferry that'll take it to a museum on the Intrepid aircraft carrier. Interesting trivia about this shuttle. Enterprise was NASA's original space shuttle. It was used for a series of tests, but it never actually went into space.